91X News.
It's 11 degrees and absolutely beautiful at 1 o'clock. I'm Austin McKay with 91X News. For those of you at school today and see a large amount of students, don't worry. If you didn't already know, it's Loyalist Days at Loyalist College. Chantel Deltz, who's an organizer for the event, explains what Loyalist Days is.
So each day of the week is, as you mentioned, dedicated towards specific program areas. So you just visit loyalistcollege.com under events to find out which day the program that you're interested in is on. And students come in and they can hear program sessions about the areas that they're interested in studying. And then later on we'll have campus tours, residence tours. We have a market square as well in the cafeteria. So you can wander around and talk to different people from all of the wonderful support services and extracurricular activities that we have on campus.
Loyalist Days runs until Friday. After the OPP ran a ride program in Quinney West last night, one woman was charged. Officers conducted the ride program on Christiani Road in Quinney West at approximately 9 p.m. on March 12th, where the woman was arrested. OPP stopped the black Pontiac Grand Am and spoke to the female driver. 50-year-old Vicky Freeman of St. Catharines was placed under arrest for driving with over 80 milligrams of alcohol in her system. The trial of Tori Stafford continues today in a packed London courtroom. Terry Lynn McClintock is on trial for Michael Rafferty, who along with McClintock was charged in the death of the Woodstock girl. Allison Jones of the Canadian Press says McClintock told the jury about her meeting Michael Rafferty.
Court heard that McClintock and Rafferty met just a couple of months before Tori was killed. She said she had gone to pick up a pizza. He was there, didn't seem to know exactly where he was. They ended up driving around in his car for a while, had sex, and then she returned home with cold pizza hours later.
McClintock also told the jury that her life before she abducted Tori consisted of just getting high. If you're contemplating on getting your license, stop procrastinating and get it. Ontario drivers and licenses fees are going up. New driver's license and renewals will go up to $80 from $75 starting next year, and driving exams will cost between $5 to $10 more. Replacing your license will cost you $15, which is up by $5 from last year. Vehicle license validation in Northern Ontario will increase from $4 to $41, while in Southern Ontario it will be raised by $8 to $82. Permit fees for trucks and bus operators, trailers, and vehicles are also going up, some starting this year. The hike will also apply to farm and off-road and snow vehicles. A judge has handed a 7-year sentence to a Mississauga man convicted of impaired driving causing death. 23-year-old Todd McGowan was also convicted of several other charges in December related to a 2010 collision in Acton. Police say McGowan was driving a car that hit a tree, killing a 23-year-old man and seriously injuring 4 other passengers. McGowan also received a 10-year driving prohibition. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
In Junior A hockey, the Kingston Voyagers host the Whitby Fury tonight. The Georgetown Raiders head to Oakville to clash with the Blades, and the Toronto Lakeshore Patriots will face off against the Buzzers in St. Michael's in what are expected to be some heated playoff games. In the Empire B League, the playoffs came to an exciting halt last night as the Campbellford Rebels beat the Picton Pirates 6-3 on home ice. The Rebels will now play in the quarterfinals of the Schmaltz Cup against the top team from the Central League, who is yet to be determined. Andre Kostitsyn scored the only goal in the shootout to give the Nashville Predators a 5-4 victory over the Phoenix Coyotes last night. Predators defenseman Francis Bouillon, who scored his first goal since November of 2010, says scoring a goal is nice, but getting a win is more important.
That's nice, first goal this year, really enjoyed, but the most important thing is the win. I mean, everybody play well today. It was not an easy game, pretty hard opponent today, but we came out with the 2 points, so that's the important thing.
Also in the NHL tonight, the Red Wings head to LA to take on the Kings, the Dallas Stars will face off against the Wild in Minnesota, and Boston heads up to Tampa Bay. Remember to send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's all for sports. Here's Austin McKay with 91x weather.
Well, it's not too often you get all this neatness packed in the one location. The weather has been great, and today will continue to be sunny, becoming a mix of sun and cloud. This afternoon, fog is dissipating early this afternoon, and there's a high of 12. Tonight will be clear, a low of +2. Wednesday will be mainly sunny and a high of 12. It's +11 right now. I'm Austin McKay with Keenan Weaver, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.